You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
One, two, three.
Oh!
Mikey, you just...
What was that?
It's like...
Oh! It's a... Oh,
my voice doesn't.
That's
go.
Candy, everybody.
Wait.
Oh, does that annoy anybody else at the beginning when she goes?
It annoys it, but I love it. It's a comfortable feeling.
It's candy.
It's like a rainy Sunday.
But
me.
I love candy.
Bedroom candy.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's Bing is for doing, and we are here finally doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 15. Prayed up.
Is it 14?
Prayed up. Prayed
15.
Up.
Say 14.
Watch it all fall out.
Hallelujah.
Oh. 14. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity in studio with the one, the only Corinne Williams.
Oh.
It's about damn time.
Hi, everybody. I don't know where I'm looking.
Where the hell you been at?
I don't know.
Just
I'm
crazy.
Right here. What up? What up? Where have I been? Everywhere. Where Jamaica and back. I was getting my groove back.
As you can see.
Holler.
She got the hair.
Bon and the body roll. Ow, ow, ow. Body roll.
We got Sir Mikey Watts.
What up? What's going on?
No, no body roll. No,
no body. Nothing? You're not giving nothing?
Working so hard for me. And my family. Me and my family.
And you know who is working hard? It's the one, the only, Marissa.
Bang, bang. What up, guys?
What up?
Yes, we're going to get Courtney and Stephanie on the line in just a little bit.
Oh.
Okay, so Twitter was going crazy. They felt like... hi, guys, over here.
Hey. Oh. How you doing?
Narcissism.
Thanks.
It's real.
Hashtag, it's real. All right, so Twitter was going crazy. They felt that the episode was kind of boring. I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was just a... It was better than a filler episode.
Well, I think this. I think we finally got to see a different side of Lady P.
Mm-hmm.
Portia.
Lady P.
And that we're sticking with Lady P. So
Lady P.
Y'all to join us on that.
And that hair was fabulous.
And the dresses.
The dresses
Portia,
were.
Portia, where do you get your weave hair from? What is it?
Right.
Tweet
us.
Me. Let me know. I need some, girl. Holler.
All right. So before...
Better not be Kim Bozziak.
Ooh.
No, she don't really know Kim like that. We never know.
And Kim
actually.
Wears wigs.
You never know because Cordell true. Might know what's his name.
Yeah, they not homies.
No,
anyways,
know. That's right.
All right. Yeah. Well, so wigs. Before we get into Portia and her fabulousness,
yes.
Let's talk about Kenya. Kenya had a little somber side today. She went to the doctors. She got a mammogram, found some lumps, and. Oh, just
two lumps.
A really bad joke.
Portia, don't do it.
Portia be coming for her ass with the lumps, but...
Don't do it.
I know, I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
I had some really good shades one, but I'm not going to go at somebody's health like that.
Yeah, don't do it.
All right, so Kenya's health, you know, she's... Said
but
she's,
how does everybody really feel about that? Because I feel that was fake.
I don't, because what...
How do you fake a cancer?
Yeah,
or
what woman
lump
is
in your
going
breast?
To... First of all, getting a biopsy is not comfortable. They're scraping cells from your breast tissue.
Okay, that's what
it
they do
hurts.
For a mammogram.
It hurts. And then who's going to play with their
what
health
do you mean it
like
hurts?
That?
I mean, you have to have a mammogram every year, right?
You don't have to get
once,
a biopsy.
Once you get a certain age, you do.
Well, maybe you do.
But I don't think
every,
that
and
anybody,
she's at that certain age.
Yes, but she was going back because they said that there might be some
okay.
cancer cells in
and,
there. So she went
and
got
proven,
the biopsy.
And it's been proven she likes to slide money to people and offer things to make up a storyline. She could have very well slid some money to the doctor and said, if we do this...
Well, you know what? Here's the thing with
doubt it.
That's
she
fine.
Is an actress.
That is fine.
Let's really keep that in mind.
Here...
Air quotes for actress.
Here, for this, there's two things we aren't going to touch on the AfterBuzz Real Housewives. That's children We ain't gonna touch the children. We ain't gonna talk about the kids.
Y'all already talked about those kids.
Ooh, and we learned our mistake. Some of us.
I don't think that she lied about that or was acting. Because nobody,
you do?
I said I don't.
You do.
Okay. Nobody in their right mind is going to consciously make that up.
I mean,
on TV for the cameras.
It's
and
a fair question to ask.
She was very emotional too.
I want to ask Stephanie's on the line. Stephanie, what do you think about Kenya and her little
hey my booze
situation?
What's that?
Well, I gotta say, I mean, I feel really bad saying what if she is, you know, faking it, and I don't think she is. But when I just heard Corinne say, "Who would ever do that? Fake that on TV?" Kenya would, in my opinion.
All right, to be honest though, it's a fair question to ask.
I agree.
I don't think it's out of line to ask the boy
who cries wolf.
Right.
I mean, come on, you did this whole thing with Walter. Like,
I mean, but
you
that's
can't
Walter.
Be mad at someone questioning it. I'm not saying it's true, but you can't get mad at someone questioning it. I would like to believe, right, Marissa? We're gonna believe that,
and especially when you have a proven track record for lying.
Because she lied about Flat Top.
Right.
Flat Top is different than lying about your health.
What are you talking about?
Lying
Kim
about
Zolciak did it in season one.
That's true, actually.
So what are you telling me? There ain't people out there that like to lie?
Kim Zolciak and Kenya Moore are two completely different women.
That is crazy.
Ooh, I don't know. They might come from the same pod.
No, they don't. Get your life.
That is crazy.
Bye.
Girls, bye.
Sit with your hair twisted.
You know what?
So, look, let's just talk about it. Kenya said her health is taking a back seat. I can agree with that. There are lots of people. My dad doesn't be going to the doctors like he should.
It happens with everybody.
I don't. I know I don't. And next time I probably do will be when I'm 40 and I'm going
to
be like, oh,
next time
shit,
you do
I
what?
Need to tune up. Go to the damn doctors. I'm just saying.
No comment on that one.
Chilling at home, don't do that.
You should be going to the doctor every year.
Well, okay, first of all, we don't
have
health
insurance.
Thank you,
Dr. Phil. Like, damn.
Okay, are you... Okay, so we can't go.
What? I didn't get my letter from Obama.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that yet, okay?
Damn.
Congress.
All right, now here's the only thing about Kenya that kind of made me feel like, really, you're going to bring that up about your health? All right, the marriage thing, I can understand how that could be stress on you.
Right.
Even saying, you know, the TV show, stress on you. But then to go and say, oh, the fallout with Phaedra before the marriage thing, like the fallout with Phaedra, like really that's stress? You stressing
wait,
out about
wait,
that?
Wait, wait.
Well, anything can be stress.
True.
It
are
doesn't
you,
not
true.
Necessarily have to be a big dramatic event in your life.
Are you both agreeing with the fact that she said wanting to get married is something that's stressful?
Yes, for what? A 40-something-year-old
the hell
woman?
Stresses over that?
Okay, first of all, let me have the floor.
I'm going to need y'all to have every seat in this room.
I'm
going
to need you to walk
every
out this room.
Who stresses over getting married like that?
What?
I don't even know.
Until it comes to the point you're actually in the marriage and planning the wedding, which is, I could agree that's stressful, but wanting to get married should not be adding stress.
Okay, so you're, I'm going to interject
go ahead,
and first
interject.
Of all, you need, to have a sit.
Go
a
sit
seat,
at the bar, Clay.
Several
go to New York.
Seats and a
I'm
trip,
sitting. I'm sitting.
Because you don't know what you're talking about. First of all, you're not a woman.
I'm not.
And Bing. Two, you're not a woman of a particular age.
Bing.
In this world that
doing.
We live in, society says that women should be married by a certain age. And say that still is not relevant because it is. So, yes, she's stressing. She's 40. She has like two ovaries left. She wants to try to get these things cooking and get a man to get her pregnant.
Let me ask you two questions. You single?
Yes.
Are you stressing about getting into a relationship?
I'm of a different age.
She is not.
And my mind is on a completely
but
different.
But where did you get that viewpoint? What consensus said? What consensus did you get that from?
What consensus do you?
What planet are you living on?
I'm just saying. Getting
you're not
wanting
realistic.
To get married should not be something that you stress over that it's causing health problems.
You're also not a woman.
Hold up. Stephanie, can you please throw
Boom.
Something in here?
Mm. Bye. Have a seat.
I completely agree with Mikey. I don't think that getting proposed to is something to get stressed over. I think if Walter's cheating on you or something like that, that's something to
that's
get stressed
stressful.
Over. But him just not proposing when you know he doesn't like you anyway. It's
no.
That
thank
simple.
You.
Guys, that's not
another,
the...
Thank
that's
you.
Not, yeah.
That's not the problem. The problem, what Kenya is saying, is that I'm 40-something years old, and I don't have a relationship. I don't have a man. Yes, it's her fault. I'm not saying it's not her fault.
I agree with you.
At that age,
up to that point,
when people are giving you over the hill cards, you're starting to think like, come on,
what? That's going to add stress and over the hill card? Like,
what?
Come
yeah.
on now.
Hell, come on. If you're 29 years old, and you're about to hit 30, and you don't have a career.
She
you aren't sitting there stressing up. I'm talking about a different topic to compare them to. And you hitting 30, you kind of like, oh, shoot, like I'm still living in my mama's basement. You're going to be stressing.
Exactly.
It's the same situation.
I am living in my mama's basement.
When you,
thank
it's,
you.
It's the principle. Like, when you really want this thing, you want to be a rapper.
Okay.
Or you are a rapper, excuse me. You want to get to the next level of what that is.
Always.
You will not, let's say, I'm just saying, not saying this is going to happen to you, but at 40 years old, you're still going to be hustling for that dream. And it's going to stress you out if you haven't reached the level in which you want to.
If I don't make it in 2 years, I
see?
New career field.
Okay.
And
so
I'm a college
you gave yourself
you know.
A date.
So you need to be able to see it from
But the thing about it is it's not something that's so stressful in my life that it will cause damage to my health.
But that's
it's
you.
For
but
you.
That's you. This is Kenya. She all her girlfriends
okay,
are probably
girl.
Married. All her cousins.
Kenya fan over here. Okay,
it's not
yeah,
being
Kenya.
Okay.
You know what? You know
it's live. You're
what?
Not a woman.
I'm just
so
saying.
You don't
I find it to be. Contrived and forced.
Okay. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Here's what I want everyone at home to do. I want you guys on iTunes and actually on iTunes. Do this on iTunes. What I need you guys to do is to go to iTunes, Real Housewives of Atlanta, subscribe to us, rate us, and then in the comment section, I want you guys to let us know.
Tell Mikey he's wrong.
No, well, no. If you tell me, let's not put it again. Because come on,
who
Stephanie agrees with
that?
Him. So don't be calling people out their names, but just let us know. What do you think about Kenya? Do you think that this is contrived? Do you think she's really like stressing at that age? And should a woman be stressing? She probably
really
shouldn't be stressing, but can we understand why Kenya would be stressed about that? Go ahead, Stephanie.
I think that. All of a sudden, it came out of nowhere, and now she's wearing, like, cardigan sweaters and clutching her arms and, like, poor me. I mean, I do feel bad for her if she has a serious health problem. It kind of came out of nowhere when it kind of seems like she made her last-ditch effort at the charity event to, like, I don't know, and everyone kind of turned on her, and now it just seems like this just really came out of nowhere, and if she really was that concerned about thinking that she might have cancer, and she was going on and on about how her whole outlook on life has changed and all this, would you really care about a TV show anymore? If I thought I had cancer, I would be like, oh, you know what, I'm done filming, I'm over this, and if I find out I have cancer in the office, I don't want cameras in there to capture the moment that they find out,
but
you know?
But
so I kind of feel like maybe in her head, maybe she knew she didn't, and it was all sort of an act.
Okay, but low-key, what
is... possibility.
It is a possibility, but low-key, what is Kenya Moore really doing to stay relevant and to get a paycheck? So... technically.
But when you're talking life and death, which was what she was saying, talking about if she was to get cancer and she literally didn't know, I mean, would you really care about a TV show anymore? I don't know.
I mean, you know what? And that's probably where I disagree with you, because some people will look at it at a different angle. You know, if I was going through cancer and I was filming a reality TV show, I might be like, you know what?
Women
I'm
going to
I'm going to film this throughout my process of my cancer treatment just to inspire other people. I don't think Kenya's coming at it from that point. But, you know, because I obviously think it's fake. But I think she's reaching for a story to make her relevant. And that's where I agree with Stephanie, and we come into agreement.
But Kenya's already relevant.
Yeah, I definitely wrote down on my notes that I know that women would decide, maybe, you know what, I will air all this so they could see it from beginning to end. As far as the surgery where they pulled off little pieces and put it on the tray, that was absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
but
we did not need to
see. I did write down that it could be for awareness, like, you know, to film a woman going through this. And housewives, that's a perfect thing. You know, housewives are at home watching this. They want to see if someone's going through that, you know? So I can...
Yeah.
It's a good point, for sure.
All right, so we find out that the lump is benign and she can...
Which is good.
She's still going to go back to, you know, in a couple months,
six months
or something like that.
Oh, Jesse.
Yep.
Jesse, when she's wearing the yellow dress, do you guys think she got a breast reduction? She looked like she literally had no boobs in that yellow dress in her interview. Did you guys notice?
Yeah, saggy boobies do that sometimes.
Yeah, I thought it was more of that.
They just
she probably didn't have a bra on or something. But before we do that, shout out to Defunk03, Bridge579, and Tricy J for leaving comments on our iTunes page. If you guys want to get a shout out, please leave us a comment on
iTunes. Shout out to... I think it's Miss Carrie Baby. Miss Carrie Baby. I love you.
Miss Carrie Baby.
Miss Carrie Baby.
All right. Now, forget Carrie. Let's talk about Candy. Candy. So Candy is... She was cooking a Sunday dinner with Miss Phaedra talking about Kenya and about the whole situation, her dressing up looking like Portia. And... I just love Phaedra's reads. You know, she is a lightweight fan. A super fan. With a Home Depot booty.
A Home Depot booty.
And you know those were Victoria's Secret free coupon panties.
No, we did not just do the tip back.
No, Fei-Fei.
She was doing it. Now, how do you guys feel? Because Candy, in her interview, kind of said, at the event, Phaedra looked a little perturbed.
Very flustered,
but
she said.
At the house, she was kind of like waving it off. How do you...
Wait, no, Jesse. Yep. In the words of Portia, she looked perturbed.
Perturbed, yes.
Okay, is it just me?
Did you guys notice how she said that?
Is it just me, or did Portia tonight say comportionate instead of proportionate?
She did. She said comportionate, and she also said perturbed instead of perturbed. Dead. She's got all her own little language going on.
She's cute. We love her.
Here's my thing with Phaedra. Well, even that whole situation with Candy. First of all, am I the only one that thinks Candy has horrible eye contact? And that she's always looking down,
but she's
and looking uncomfortable.
I feel Candy has insecurities.
In a face-to-face.
I don't know.
I feel like Candy has insecurities. We see that even when she was talking on the phone with her boo, and she didn't, and she got off the phone, her face was just like she didn't want to talk to.
Yeah,
she made the man leave the room to talk about some damn relationship stuff. Like, girl.
And then another thing,
you know, everybody in your business, like it's okay.
You're on a TV show,
but face to face with your friend, though, like. You have amazing eye contact.
But you know what?
So, I mean, you know what I mean? So when somebody's looking down, it's just...
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
But sometimes I'd be doing... I'm not going to lie. Sometimes my eye contact with people, I just don't be getting it. Sometimes I'd be looking at somebody, I'm like, damn, we're going to sit here and just stare each other in the damn eyes having this conversation. I'll be wandering around, looking around.
Well, I never noticed Candy's eye contact situation.
Yeah, never really.
I
noticed
it all the time. But back to this.
I get awkward.
Back to her.
But what I was... really trying to say, I just had to point that out, is I think Phaedra, she may have been uncomfortable in the actual situation in the moment, but she had time to review it. It was days later, and she was like, I'm over it.
Well, I didn't take it as Candy was saying that she was uncomfortable, but, you know, her word was flustered or frustrated, and of course, like, in that moment, when someone comes to an event mocking you, looking like a plum fool, yeah, I think that Phaedra was hot as fish grease, though, actually, and she probably wanted to attack, but she's classy.
I didn't even get that from Phaedra. If I was Phaedra, I would have looked at that girl like, I would have been real quiet because I would have been flustered in the fact of like, this bitch is really crazy.
Well, she said that.
And then how are you going to sit here and tell me you aren't crazy when you looking like that?
Well, she told her she was crazy and her equilibrium was off. Holler. So,
well, all right. So Candy, on the other note of Candy, she wants to do a gospel record.
Do a gospel.
And the song's called Prayed Up. And she's going to get Marvin Sapp to work with her, which is huge.
A great gospel artist.
So she's in the studio with Dawn. She's talking, acting like a little girl. She lets us know that she do take the birth control.
Yeah. And I got a lot of money to stack.
And she needs to get more focused vocally. Now, when she was singing that gospel song, I love Candy. I love Escape, and I respect what Candy has
done
in the music business. However,
the hell you got to say?
That man with the dreads knew that was a damn lie. Talking about you sang that song, girl.
No comment.
Really? I thought it was good. Oh,
right. But what?
I didn't have no issue with it.
It
was not gospel. It was pop. And it was just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just used to like how Candy used to sing. And, you know, if you take away... I'm not saying she was damn Beyonce, but what is this face that you got going on, Chris? Why
do
you
speak on it?
No, you do, clearly.
I have absolutely
You clearly have something to say, so speak on it.
You loved the gospel track that she laid down.
Who loved?
Who loved?
One of y'all.
I said it was all right.
And so did Steph. I don't have anything to say. Would I purchase a Candy gospel album? I don't know.
I don't listen to gospel
I
any
love Marvin Sapp,
damn way.
Though.
Right. No, ooh. All right. I guess we know where that stands. Okay. So on the other note.
I want to know if she really got Marvin Sapp because on the next episode, it was her dad coming in the studio.
Yeah. She
Who knows
had Marvin
why?
Sapp.
Oh, she did. Yeah. I guarantee you.
He
that
was
she
there.
Yeah.
He was there.
He was there.
I didn't peep it.
Yeah, Marvin is the bit.
My
business.
Bad.
All
right. Yes, he was there.
So that's Candy's story for tonight. And
Call
then
me, wake
Mimi,
me when she does something relevant.
Really quickly was with Greg talking about don't kiss me on the lips because you messing my gloss up, but you can kiss me right here. And then Greg tried to get a little frisky.
Oh, people need loving too.
And she still backed away.
She did back
for
away.
The camera.
Yeah, because I mean, come
she's
on,
she's a lady.
Like,
she
don't
is
be
a Southern Belle.
Yeah, no one needs to see all that.
We don't want to see that.
And it would have been cute.
Ain't. Southern Bells.
She grew out of that.
And not only that, but that.
Okay, so you can grow out of things, right?
Yes.
It would have been cute if Greg did it in the moment, but like not after I tell you, kiss me here, like, are you going to come all around here? And then offering for her to suck up on your chest hair.
Hold up, Corinne, kiss me here.
Kiss bye. Me. Bye. This show's not rated that.
Anyways, keep going.
This show is not rated that.
Yeah.
All right, so that was pretty much that storyline. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. All right, so Portia is looking at fabulous dresses for Cordell's 40th birthday party. I know no one's going to believe this, but I just had to write down because it was funny. I wrote suspect moment when Portia. I know we brought up Cordell's sexual. Suspect moment when Portia said, I'm not even saying it's real, it's just funny. Suspect moment was Cordell saying, Cordell loves to dress me. I'm like his Barbie doll. I bet. Just
What's
like Kanye West dresses
that,
up
though?
Kim Kardashian.
That's a Kanye
a
West moment.
A man likes his woman to look nice. And if he sees something that the lady likes, then he cops it for her.
I feel you. Girl, it was just a quick little slide.
I don't think I feel like when a boyfriend buys a girl or a husband buys a girl a dress, the girl doesn't use the term, my husband likes to dress me. I would be like, yeah, my boyfriend picked this out for me. She's like, my husband likes to dress me. I'm his Barbie doll. Like, that just sounds...
You know
but
what?
There are dudes who are into fashion,
Look,
though.
I don't think...
Let me just say this. We have to get over the stereotype that every dude that's into
Thank
fashion
you.
Is gay because
Thank
it's
you.
Not true. It's just
you.
Like saying every
it's
dude
not
that's
true,
in-
but my theory on Cordell is that he wants to be Portia.
No, I don't think Cordell. I don't think Cordell.
Not that, you at can, all.
That's so off to me.
That is so off. He is a man. You are all man, Cordell.
I don't think
the way he's getting in their cat fights. Oh my god, I can't with him. He's like,
no,
that's
I mean,
protecting
we'll
your wife.
That later, exactly. But that's
I'm sorry.
Like,
I protect my spouse.
Exactly.
If anybody has something bad to say, I'm protecting. I'm going all out.
And my man's stepping up, and
fine,
he's gonna check
but that's
Cynthia.
Not protecting.
Just,
he's like,
no, that's protecting.
Male or female, I'm getting involved because I have to protect what's mine.
I'm
what comes
it down.
To me.
All right, and we're going to... Wait.
But it's already
I'm sorry,
over.
That's what I'm doing.
It's
Guys,
already over with.
We're going to get to that in a second. Before that, Portia was looking at the house that they're going to do the party in with her niece, Jaden, who we're going to see more of next week.
Jaden, who didn't like Auntie P.
And I'm wondering if Jaden's father is the one that watches us here at After
My little nephew's name is Jaden. Isn't that supposed to be a boy's name?
No.
Or am I
no.
tripping? Because that's my nephew's name.
It can be a boy or a girl's name.
Don't
come for me.
The kids start crying, and then we cut to the Bailey agency, and here is where some shade is being thrown. If I have seen,
I wanted to go. I wanted to jump through that screen and choke that little gay boy, Cynthia's right hand man. What's
Mr.
his name?
Couture.
Mr. Couture.
Because you're a stranger. You can't
stranger.
Call him Carlton.
Strangers call me Mr. Couture.
All right. So obviously Cynthia was having a little kiki session with her little gay boys before Portia walked in, and I feel like Cynthia made some rude comments about Portia, like she's weak, she's this,
very inappropriate,
right? Because these boys were just like hyenas waiting just to pounce.
Well, the way Cynthia phrased why they couldn't go to her house, well, she doesn't allow strangers in her house, but no, an adult conversation, it doesn't come off that way. It's like, I would rather my husband's not here. I would rather nobody come into my house because I really don't know them. My husband doesn't know them. And in the adult world, it's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, as if you guys were kids and teenagers, it'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? But yeah, it's actually cordial to greet the husband and the woman before you enter the house.
Well, this is the thing. If you're married and your husband is saying, if I don't know them, they can't come to the crib, then that's what it is.
They can't come to the crib.
That's your man. You're not sleeping with Cynthia.
Right. We're filming a TV show.
Yeah, and I don't know your people.
And like Apollo said, Apollo even said he doesn't like the cameras being in the house. He doesn't like people up in the house like that.
Exactly.
And not only that, but here's my thing. If I was Portia, it wouldn't even gotten that deep. It would have been like, bitch, this is for your stuff. Yeah. Like, what do we come?
So
don't use
to
my
agency.
House because we sure didn't go to your house. We went to the agency.
Thank
so
you.
What was going on at your house?
Thank you.
And to be honest, you know,
you getting it sprayed?
If I live in a multi-million-dollar house, you know, I don't want anybody coming over to my house.
Oh, I would
hanging out in my
cameras.
Kitchen,
exactly.
Hanging out in my living room,
exactly.
I don't think so.
It's not happening.
But so the boys took it serious and. Portia comes, sits down in Carlton. My name is Carlton, but strangers call me Mr. Couture.
He needed to get his life.
And there's a few rules here at the Bailey Agency.
Which was totally inappropriate.
Bunk.
Totally.
And the thing that irritates me is Cynthia is a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And regardless of the feelings that she has against Portia or towards Portia, when you're in a business setting, you really need to let those be and push those to the side and still be professional. And so in that moment, she definitely should have checked the boys, as she called
she
it.
Should
because
have.
Because that was rude.
But you know what? I don't think she did because she felt empowered by the gay boys.
Yeah, of course. That's
well,
what
you
happens.
Could, that's why she went in there prior to Portia coming and was catty and very messy.
Right.
And very unprofessional.
Right. And for you to sit there and say, oh, you know, Kenya act, you know, it was because of how Kenya acted. Well, he's acting the same way as Kenya did.
Exactly.
And that's not how the Bailey Agency should be represented.
Exactly.
And that's why he needed to get his life. He was doing all the rules. He was saying, I don't want you to cross.
Yeah.
He was crossing all those lines.
With those Daisy Dukes.
With them condescending. Oh.
And
tones.
How are you going to be, how are you going to be Mr. Couture in that ugly ass outfit, bro? Get your life.
Ooh.
That ain't Mr. Couture.
He said, listen more than
I was
speak.
Like, what? What?
Now, Stephanie, if you were helping somebody out and you were in Portia's position, how would you react?
Oh, my God. She reacted perfectly. She's like, is that written on the wall somewhere? Like, making fun of that guy because he was ridiculous. I mean, they were just giving her a hard time, and she's so sweet. I felt so bad when she walked in. Cynthia had already put her in a bad light. Mm-hmm. The guys, I mean, already were thinking bad of her, and she, like, walks in all sweet, poor thing. I had no idea they were... Cynthia totally made it seem the wrong way. Like, she doesn't want y'all strangers in her house. Like, that is not what she meant at all. I thought it was totally fine that Portia would have said, yeah,
right.
And even if she did use the word stranger, it's still okay. I don't want people in my house because business needs to be kept outside of the house. Like Wendy Williams, she's like, I never have people
exactly.
at my house, not for business, not for dinner parties, not to come over and watch
exactly.
TV. She's like, my house is my house.
If
and
I was Portia,
one example.
If I was
and
Portia,
then when,
I would have asked.
What's that, Mikey?
If I was Portia, at that moment, as my comeback when he was trying to read her for filth, I would have been like, oh, those rules are cute. Now, where did you get those shorts? Which baby gap did you get those shorts
bye,
from?
You just cut Stephanie off
for
to
real.
Say that bye with that.
Come
you
on.
Finish what you were going to say, Stephanie.
Them shorts were hideous.
To talk about his damn shorts.
Them shorts were hideous. And I'm not the only one that agrees with that. Come on now.
We'll see what the YouTubers think.
I know that
Stephanie,
they're gonna,
what were you going to finish saying?
No, I totally thought it was completely fine that she wouldn't have it at her house. And you're right, Jesse. It's not even her thing. She doesn't need to have people over. But then when her and her husband were playing basketball later, and he had said that it was because he was out of town or whatever, that came up later. The fact that he was out of town, I was like, even more, of course, they shouldn't be over there. If your husband's not home and he doesn't want people there when he's not home, then absolutely, of course. I think it's all Cynthia's fault. She totally was wrong by doing that. She made it seem shitty and shady and rude of her and bitchy. Like, that is not what Portia was trying
and
to do at all.
And she came across very catty and just jealous.
And
is
no
what resonated with me.
No shade on any of the other housewives, but at the end of the day,
say it.
Cordell is the only celebrity
husband.
Husband. Well, just period.
With and he points. Doesn't want people in his house.
Right. Because who knows these... There. Let's just say these boys go up there and they see something and they want to spill some tea or something like that. Like, no, that's messy. I don't know them. Yeah. They can't come up in the house. Cynthia, if you want
to
come
even
over...
Even if Peter went over to the house, he would want to, like, go look in all the rooms and stuff because he's so obsessed with them, you know? Like,
he has a bromance with
celebrity
house. Yes, Peter has a bromance with Cordell.
So Cynthia says, okay, well, I need a letter from the Hosea Feeds the Homeless, and I also need the logo. And she said, okay, well, that's pretty simple. What's the logo thing to me is like, really, how do you not have the logo?
Could
how
you
do
you just pull that off the net?
Thank you, but whatever. I'm looking at Marissa because Marissa
be
knows
extra.
How it is.
That just sounds fake to me.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it was.
Then Portia gets on the phone.
Shade. Well, she's handling her house business.
Right.
She needs to tell the help in her house what to do.
And
that's important.
The
she
other
needs
thing,
to tell all the people that are at her house while she's not there, while her husband's
right.
not there.
And
what
it's like,
to do.
I'm sorry.
I find that kind of ironic.
No.
Right. No.
Here's also what I find.
The help is family.
Right. It, true.
Help is always.
And here's what else I find true about that.
Family.
Why are y'all going to come over to my house when my cleaning people are coming over? We're not having a meeting. That's not professional. My cleaning people are like, oh, can you lift your feet?
Yeah.
Like,
no, why are you coming to my house when I'm doing something for your agency.
Oh, right. So, I mean, end of story period.
Yeah. So it should be at your
place
of
business.
Thank
you, Jinx, personally.
Now, remember early in the season, we saw Cordell kind of, it seemed like he was kind of pushy towards Portia and kind of directing
her.
I
didn't even see it then.
I didn't see it then. I don't get that.
The one that called it out, and we were all like, what?
I called out, but I realized today, watching the basketball scene, we saw a little more of it. And it's just him looking out for his baby.
I don't
baby,
feel it's
I feel
pushy.
Like.
Yeah.
I feel it's like typical black household when he says things like, did you hear what I said? You know, most people, I guess, that are probably not in the black or African-American culture would be like, damn, is he trying to check her on that? But I grew up with my dad saying that to my mom all the time. Did you hear what I said? And
had I not grown up with that, I would probably
be like, damn, why
and
is
be
he
like,
trying to check his wife like
but
that?
But wait, no, come on. The first time he said it, he was like, what you're going to do is... And it was kind of like, oh, what I'm going to do?
I don't find it as...
I didn't take it like
I
that.
I didn't take it
Not
like
because
that.
I'm black, but because of the simple fact that they're husband and wife. And it just seems as if she... They're a good balance for each other.
Exactly.
He helps to bring her in a little bit because she's so far
Ditchy.
Gone sometimes.
Like, yeah, like,
and
yeah.
And so he's like, focus, just focus. And he can't help, I think, what people view as aggression in his tone. I mean, he's an athlete. Come
true.
On, you know,
true,
a
true.
Compact sport. Like, he's a real athlete.
What type of sport?
Compact, honey.
Contact.
So,
come on, Portia.
Okay. Oh. I think
are you,
if oh, Cynthia
sorry.
Had
are you
figured
Webster's
it
dictionary?
Out to
oh.
everybody, oh. I don't even think oh. it would be a thing.
Okay, bro.
You did not try to read her.
He tried it.
All right,
she pulled a Portia today.
Here's what happens after that. Portia says, you know what? I'm going to stick up for myself. I'm going to go talk to Cynthia. So they go, they meet up, and then come out of the damn blue, Cynthia says, you know, I don't know if I want you involved with the pageant. She says, I have deadlines. You're dropping the ball. And what you guys
she
think
She said,
about
I don't
that?
Have anything from you. Haven't got anything from you. And I purposefully didn't give you a lot to do because I didn't want to overwhelm you. She set that up from the giddy up.
And you, how do you feel about that whole little...
The whole breakdown?
Between the two of them.
Well, Cynthia, I do love Cynthia. We share the same birthday month, but she was shady. Because, I mean, even going back into the episode prior to, not last week, but the week before last, when she had Portia come down to the place where she was going to hold the pageant, and Portia was under the thought that she would be donating all the money, and then Cynthia's like, no, actually, I'm only giving you 50 cents. Yeah, come on, girl.
Right.
But you want to use the charity name.
But I'm like, if you undermined Portia from the get-go, you purposely didn't give her a lot to do because you knew she couldn't handle it.
Then why have her in the first place?
Why? Exactly.
Just so she can talk about her and throw shade. Because I think that Cynthia thinks that she's very weak. Portia is very weak and she can bully her. Because Cynthia has been the one to be bullied all these seasons that she's been on. So now she feels that she found a damsel in distress that needs her. But then she found out that Portia can hold her own.
Right. What do you think, Stephanie?
I don't know. I guess I see both sides. Why did she even bring her on if she was purposely not going to give her that much to do? But there's nothing more annoying when you, like, ask people to do stuff when you're trying to get something done on a deadline, even if they are doing it out of the, what did she say, out of the bottom of her heart? She meant to say goodness of her heart, but she said she was doing it out of the bottom of her heart. Even so, if she's just doing it to be nice, it's still, if you're not doing the job, that's annoying. And I think Cynthia just did it right. She just put a stop to it, and that was it. Over a glass of wine, just put a stop to it. I mean, Portia's husband's the one that brought it up later and made it into a big thing. I say I am on Cynthia's side on this one. Well, if it wasn't working out from the get-go,
I didn't take Cordell as making it a big issue.
Hold, before we get into Cordell, with that sit-down situation, I can understand two things. One, I think Cynthia in her mind figured, oh, well, she, you know, that's her campaign, so she can probably just easily just A, B, C, and D, and write a letter. No, there are certain steps when it comes to charity that, you know, you have to go through. Now, the logo, that I will say, come on, that's the simplest thing to have done. So that should have been returned. That should have been sent in to her. But as far as the letter, I mean, I don't know what the steps are, but I'm assuming, obviously, it's out of her hands. She can't control that. But it's in the works. So, like you said, Stephanie, I'm kind of between both of them. The logo definitely should have been seen.
But really, I think that even just sitting here talking about it with you guys after we watched it, I really think that since Cynthia was a little shady when it came to supposedly giving her all the money at first, and then she retracted that statement and was like, no, I think that Portia was like, all right. Well, you're not going to use me up and my family name and the charity for this benefit that you just basically want to get paid off of.
Right.
So guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to be your bitch.
All right. So then we get... go ahead, Steph.
Okay. I think Portia's like sweet as pie. She's so sweet. Like, I really like her, but I think, and maybe in her mind, like, I think she would be infuriating to work with, because I kind of feel like Portia thinks businesses, and it's not really her fault, but I don't think she's ever really had to do it too much. But I think in Portia's mind, it's like dressing up in a cute business outfit, showing up at the meeting, but then when you get home, you don't follow through on anything, and Cynthia does. And so I think Portia would be like a nightmare to work with, and it's not really her fault, but
I disagree. I think Cynthia
would be a nightmare to work with.
I think that Cynthia probably has not a lot of organization, honestly. I think that Portia is smarter than what people actually give her credit for, and I think that she is a hard worker if given a task.
I'd love to.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not calling her stupid, but I don't really think she's a hard worker. I mean, because Cynthia's like, no, I never got the email. She's like, you never got the email? You're supposed to get it last Friday. Well, how do you not know that your person didn't send an email last Friday? You should have followed up and checked on them. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I just don't think that she's been in the business world really and knows kind of what's going on. And I don't think she's stupid at all, but I just don't really think that she follows through that much. It's obvious. Or Cynthia wouldn't have given her the boot. Cynthia didn't fire her for no reason, you know?
Her specific duties, though, I don't believe were ever clearly stated. So
that
I mean,
could be true.
My question is, was she really there just for the financial?
Yes, for the name.
For the
name,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Cynthia wanted, in my mind, Cynthia wanted to use her up, and then I think that Portia caught wind of this and was like, "Oh, hold up,
right?
Actually, I'm not doing it."
Well, one thing Portia did follow through with was the Cordell party, which looked pretty nice,
pretty fancy,
a little entertaining. It was the Harlem Renaissance theme. Candy showed up.
40th birthday, right?
Yep. Cynthia showed up, even though she kind of didn't want to, but obviously Peter wasn't going to let that happen.
She gave shade to Lady P when she came in. She didn't embrace her or anything. It was just like a, hey.
Yep. With her little flapper outfit.
Cynthia's like, we're here out of respect. Yeah. Like, she sounds like they're going to a funeral or something.
And she looked mad, like, down, like, Cynthia the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Walter showed up alone, and... all right, I think, you know, she said, I didn't invite Kenya because she acted out at two different events, and this is my husband's birthday.
My husband's birthday. Exactly. Agreed.
Agree.
Yeah, I mean...
No problem with that.
I mean, technically, didn't she act out at kind of three events? Because even at Todd's birthday, she's bringing up the business meeting and being messy between Phaedra and Apollo,
sure,
so that's
was
three times.
Just a mess.
Candy shouldn't have invited Kenya to that event either.
Well, it is what it is. Walter says that they are not together, and you know the guys kind of have a bromance together. I'm like, well, yo, you know what? You're all right by me. I'm fine.
You can
with
come
you.
To anything I do. my next birthday party.
And then we get the Cordell, Peter, and Cynthia talk, and we all know what happened. But I want to know what you guys thought Cynthia was thinking in her head when he was speaking to her.
Shut the hell up.
All the wrong things.
That's what she was thinking.
Yeah. What do you think, Steph?
I think that she was thinking what she always has, is that he's like a control freak and controlling Portia and whatever. I just think he's being like nosy and a gossip, and all he's saying is he doesn't want this drama and it's driving him crazy, but nobody's even talking about it, and he's the one that brought it up. It was annoying, and then he made them feel awkward.
He's like, you guys are driving me crazy now.
Like, and the girls are looking at each other like, what? It wasn't even the thing.
No, and more no, and then another no. It's an adult conversation. We're sitting here. We're all friends. My wife is friends with your wife. I'm friends with your husband. I'm going to bring up the fact that, yeah, I've heard my wife has issues with you and you had some issues. It's not a big deal. And I'm not going to be rude about it. But, yeah, I'm going to bring it up because I want to know what's going on, because I probably can't get the full story or correct story from my wife, so I want to know what's going on with you. But I also want to let you know,
Cynthia's like, we're fine. She said that.
And I don't think
like,
it was
fine.
Cynthia's lying, because she said, well, I don't really even want to go to this. Why wouldn't you want to go to this if you were fine with her? And then on top of it, Cordell saying that to her, and for you to say, well, no one's talking about it, you damn well know Portia is at home all the time like, I can't believe Cynthia said this. I can't believe.
Well, that's the thing. Like, in relationships, this is what happens. I think that he was just stepping in because,
he knows Portia wasn't.
Not because Portia was not, but you're sitting there with this energy, you know, like,
and it's the elephant in the room.
It's the elephant.
Who's gonna address it?
It's very uncomfortable. It's my birthday. I love your husband like he's my brother. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to get along, but this is just ridiculous. And he's right. He made very valid points in that. Like, y'all are stupid. You're being very disappointing right now. Act like adults and let's move on.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, when. I mean, I've heard this twice tonight. He made it a big deal. I don't think he made it a big deal. He did not even cause a scene.
That's how it was edited.
Yes.
But I feel that, you know, when you see somebody who you have conflict with and it's kind of weird, you're just like, well, what should I do? But he's just like, let's
squash this.
And that's what Portia and Cynthia did. When Portia sat down, they did the, well, what should we do thing, because they felt uncomfortable with confrontation. And they both looked at each other like, no, I think we're fine. Cynthia's like, yeah, I love Portia. Girl, if you loved Portia, you wouldn't have had your little hyenas jumping on her damn back.
Exactly. But I think that Portia is the type of person to just let a lot of things roll off of her.
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, she's really not going to take it, you know, take it to heart. But like she said, she was like, I will forgive Cynthia, but I will not forget.
Good.
And you know what type of people let things roll off their shoulders?
Yeah.
Happy people. She's genuinely happy.
Why not? She says in her thing, most people would think my life is fabulous, and then
And, yeah.
on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So we got some special guests next week. We have Papa Candy.
Papa Candy. Oh.
No, he does. Oh. We have Chef what?
Chef Robley.
Robley. That should be exciting.
Chef Robley.
And we have Pastor Marvin Sapp.
Hallelujah. And then we have a third one. We have Baby Jaden.
Waiting in the water.
Which, that's going to be interesting. I think next week's going to be kind of an... I liked Portia this episode, but I think next week's going to be annoying to watch her with a kid.
Yeah, because I was like annoyed watching the niece.
Oh, my
cry.
God.
I was like,
too.
Put a muzzle on it. I can't do that, baby.
Oh,
yeah, but that's that age.
The baby was cute.
I don't care what age it is. Take it outside. I can't.
The baby was only doing that because she knew she could get away with it at that moment.
She needed a whooping.
Mommy and daddy weren't there.
Take your shoe off next time, Portia. Swat that bottom.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. All right. And then Kenya.
I had to call child protective services.
Whoa.
That's why I don't have kids.
Kenya wants to judge for Cynthia's show.
No, I think it was kind of like the other way around. Like, Cynthia wanted her to judge, right? And she's like, she was Miss USA after all.
Yeah.
Or I thought it was that Kenya reached out, and then Cynthia said, yeah, because from what I felt, Nene said, you're going to let her do that? And she's like,
well, yeah, you're right. Kenya did say if you need a judge. Okay, yeah.
So,
well, either way,
that's a mess, one. And two, if you're going to do that to Portia, you definitely need to have a sit down with damn Kenya talking about, girl, you better act like Britney on X Factor.
Ooh, and don't say judge. Nothing.
Like that?
Ooh,
I want everything. That was
and
amazing.
Don't say nothing.
That was fabulous. And
damn.
I love Britney.
And that's your girl.
That is my boo boo.
She didn't say nothing.
But come on. And then Boris Kojo. Well, there was a huge.
Yeah,
Boris Kojo. He looked awkward to me.
He was random.
He looked so fine. Respectfully, he was Nicole, he looked fine.
It kind of seemed like there was no organization at the pageant, which was interesting
circus.
That you said Cynthia doesn't have.
She ain't got no organization and no coordination.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So I'm kind of excited about it. And if you guys like Boris Kojo, check out Black Hollywood Live. I want to say it's February, the first Friday of February. We're going to have Boris Kojo as a guest.
Check
That's
it out.
BlackHollywoodLive.com.
And his wife, too, right?
Was that? Marissa, you can talk, girl.
We already had the first February.
I'm sorry, March. I'm so sorry. March.
Check it out.
And I was sitting here like,
too.
What are you marking? Yes, and
Nicole
wife.
Ari Parker.
So make sure you come and check that out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up on iTunes. Let us know what you guys think about Kenya's situation. Is stressing about marriage at the age of 40 reasonable or not? Subscribe to us. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a comment with your Twitter name. We'll give you a shout out. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
At Just Saying Always.
At Mikey3000Watts. SoundCloud.com, Mikey Watts.
And
Half Hour TV.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Shout out to Kenya.
Oh.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.